Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
Today, two stories of jealousy.
From our recent open mic night at the Hackney Attic.
The first is by Jess.
So this is the first time that I've ever done this, and I thought of the story about 2 minutes ago. So don't judge me if it's bad, but if it's good, then don't be jealous. Or do, and then come up here and tell the story. So we're going to go back a few years. I was in second year of uni, and I moved into a house with three other girls, which could take up a whole night of jealousy stories, but I've picked one. So the girl in particular this is about, her name was Pippa. I wasn't actually going to use her real name, but I just did, so just it's fine, don't worry. No one knows, it's fine. So Pippa was the opposite of me in every way. So she had naturally curly hair, and she was really slim, and she had big boobs. I can go for a run without wearing a bra, if that gives you any indication. It's fine. I don't care much. And Pippa was very athletic, naturally athletic, and she wanted someone to go for a run with, so I volunteered. And she'd glide in front of me, and we'd get home, and she'd look like she'd barely sneezed. And Pippa was also very cool, effortlessly cool. I'm not at all. Pippa wanted to join the Territorial Army alongside a degree, because that's not enough of a challenge. So I joined with her, and I'd walk around with a rifle and sleep with it in a field. I mean, I've dropped two mugs in the past week, so if not a good idea. But I did it. I was a soldier, Pippa was also a bit of a drinker, but she'd get really drunk, and she'd always get a beautiful man back to our house at the end of the night, and she'd wake up and throw them out and just look beautiful the next morning. I'd get home, and I think the order was vomit in the toilet, drop my phone, pick the phone back out, and carry on. I mean, it was a BlackBerry, so it's fine. It's resilient. Pippa also liked drugs. She liked some drugs. But again, the next day, she'd look absolutely fine. One time, she dropped a pill of ecstasy on the floor, and she thought, I'm not going to waste it. Snapped it in half, gave me half. I walked home like a demented child. And the video evidence of this still haunts me to this day on Facebook. And Pippa liked a lot of adventures, and I went along with her because, you know, I wanted to be Pippa. And one time we went to a different university town on a night out, and she met a guy, obviously, and I tagged along. And we went back to his university place thing, and she went in his room and, you know, did whatever. And I was sitting upright on a sofa with a waterproof jacket that I just found, just as a duvet. Pretty standard, quite a metaphor for our friendship. And she came back out, and she called me into the room, and she said, Jess, let's brush our teeth, because that'll get rid of every sin from that night, obviously. I mean, yeah, brush your teeth, it's fine, it's all fine. And so we went into his ensuite, he was asleep. We went into the ensuite, and she picked up this tube of toothpaste, and she put a line down my finger, put a line down her, I don't know where she got that from, put a line down her finger, and we just went for it. And I looked over it, and I looked at this tube of toothpaste that she'd given me, and it was acne cream. And we were so enthusiastic about this, we were right in there. And then I looked at her, and I looked at her messy hair, and her makeup was down her face. And she was silently laughing while I pointed it out, and her mouth was wide open, and she had all this saliva mixed with acne cream, and I just thought, yeah, I'm cured, it's fine.
That was Jess.
Next up is Adrienne with another story of jealousy.
Enjoy.
I was 15 years old, and my parents were going off to leave me and live in Hong Kong, and I had left school. Well, I hadn't really left school, I'd been expelled from school. And I came from a nice upper middle class family, and I was leaving, and they were going to Hong Kong and leaving me at the age of 15 in Sydney. My mother, she looked a lot like Vivian Leigh, and she'd won a Vivian Leigh lookalike competition. She was an ex-model and an air hostess, but in those days, she flew on the planes all around the South Pacific. They were the first planes that ever took passengers, and they used to land on the water. So she was actually quite adventurous, you know, for a lady of those times. My father looked like Charles Bronson, and he at one point was a colonel in the Army Reserves. Anyway, so they were off to Hong Kong because he liked to build golf courses all around the world. So they were a formidable couple, and they were quite wrapped up in themselves, and I was sort of excluded emotionally and physically, which is why they just left me there, really. So I, at the age of 15, I went to work in a pyjama factory, and they went to Hong Kong. So I used to get up every day, and I used to be at work at 7:30, and I put all those pins and the cardboard in the pyjamas that you used to buy. When, I don't know, they still put pins and cardboard in them, but I did that every day for 8 hours a day. And then I would go to college after that and try and finish my O-levels in the evening. And I had this sort of notion that working class people had a very different life, and I thought I should go and live in a working class environment. And also one of my friends at school was from a working class family, and that sort of those two things together, I thought, right, I'm going to go and live out there where they live. And I just had this idea that the working class families were baking bread and sitting around dinner tables in living rooms and being really informal and friendly and hugging each other and kissing each other and just being a bit more relaxed, really, than my parents. So off I went to live in a place called Botany. That's where Captain Cook landed, I think. So I went out to Botany, and there I met my friend from school's brother, and he was called Vince. And Vince was 16. Vince played in a band. Vince played bass. Vince liked the Beatles. And Vince had golden shoulder-length hair. And I liked Vince. And Vince really liked me. In fact, he liked me so much that I thought there's got to be something wrong with Vince. Really. So I spurned him. I was like, I was overwhelmed by Vince's love for me. Anyway, then Vince met Marcy, and all of a sudden I was shocked and horrified. That meant Vince was likable, and that meant that I should have really gone out with Vince. Shit. Because, I was young, and this combination of low self-worth and jealousy does make bad bedfellows. And I didn't want to be a member of any club, you know, that would have me until Marcy had him. After I'd spurned him, I decided that, in fact, I was going to get him back. And I worked very hard. On my 16th birthday, I might have drunk 16 overproof rum and cokes. And we were all at a gig. He used to play gigs all the time, and she was always there looking doe-eyed and interesting. And, you know, he was always there looking windswept and handsome. And I thought, no, I'm going to win this jealousy thing. I was seething with I was heartbroken, but mainly seething with anger and jealousy. So after I drank 16 rum and cokes, and fueled by my jealousy and alcohol and sugar, I kind of made out with him right there, probably in front of poor Marcy. And I did actually win him back. And I dated Vince for a year. But it turned out that living with your two unemployed alcoholic working class parents is not the joyous family that I thought it was going to be. And dating Vince wasn't very joyous because he was an extremely jealous person and I couldn't talk to anybody without getting his wrath. So I would say that all in all, all's well that didn't really end really very well at all. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
Head to stories.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.